This is Shop Talk. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
Public radio needs new ideas and courage to try them. That's the headline of a piece written by Minnesota Public Radio's Bob Collins. He's a journalist there, and this is from a blog that he's written for NPR. He says, this has been an interesting time in public radio of late, and the next few years are going to test whether it's capable of taking a risk enough to give an outlet to new ways of doing things. Car Talk is gone. Garrison Keillor is retiring. There are a number of other changes, and an increasing number of people who basically built public radio are turning things over to the next generation, which has not been well schooled in the art of betting it all on an idea. And he goes on to make a point such as, you know, programs such as A Prairie Home Companion. Would public radio give that a shot today? Do you think, Mike, if that program came along new today, would it really get a chance on the public radio system?
It would be a real risk if they did. I think, you know, it's a program that demands a lot of its listeners, for one thing, because it's a long program, and it's the kind of a program that we're sort of used to seeing on television, and to ask people to use radio the same way they use TV is a lot to ask these days, I think. You know, I mean, it's sort of like, you know, it's a variety show.
It's like the Carol Burnett show,
yeah,
but on radio, perhaps.
And so, you know, that's an analogy, maybe not perfect, but close enough. And I think that would be an awful lot to ask of an audience who wasn't sort of cultivated into it already. It's been around for so long that there is a sort of a loyal cult audience for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but could a new show like that survive? I don't know.
Or some other type of new show, Lisa. I mean, something experimental, something a little bit different, something out of the ordinary. Public radio has become so big now and so popular that it's easy to try and play it safe. I mean, do you think a public radio system is willing to take some risks?
Well, I think there are a lot of good innovative programs on public radio right now, such as Sound Opinions or This American Life comes to mind, but I guess those are produced by other public radio networks.
Yeah, they're not NPR programs, and neither is A Prairie Home Companion, for that matter.
So I think there's still some innovative programs, but yet this columnist is asking, is NPR too mainstream to develop innovative programs anymore? And I turn the question back to you. How do these programs get their start? At local stations, does this mean Shop Talk won't go national now? Or
there were no plans to do that, trust me.
Gosh, that's good.
They actually have On the Media, which is similar to Shop Talk, I think.
That's right. So they don't need Shop Talk. But my point is, I guess I don't have the radio background to say, but I still think there is innovation going on. It's just at the other networks.
Yeah, NPR has a radio lab right now. The problem with that is it's a short season. It's, I believe, 13 episodes, and then they're into repeats. And what we need is something that you can air every Saturday or Sunday.
Well, you know, it might get to a situation. This is just a hypothetical, you know, development, and not a good one. But if NPR, public radio, as the main source of it, were to lose enough audience members or affiliates or whatever, that they got to a point where they say, well, you know, things are so bad now, we have nothing to lose, they might once again become in a position to take a chance, simply because, as they might say, you know, they have nothing to lose, and they could only gain audience members by trying something new. But right now, I think they are in that zone where they have for many years been kind of comfortable and sort of had reached a state of equilibrium, if you will, you know, where mm-hmm. the audience and programming kind of balanced out. And that has to change eventually. It always does. You know, these are ongoing things. So I don't know. I guess I would say that, you know, if they get to a position where they start to lose audience significantly, they may try some new things just to see what happens.
The comfort zone idea is kind of interesting, especially you talk about the news magazines, All Things Considered and Morning Edition are the staples. For a while, there was a sort of a mid-afternoon program day to day, but the funding wasn't there for that. And I believe at one point there was an attempt by some public radio network, I don't remember which one, to try and come up with a morning program to run counter to Morning Edition, something different for stations to pick up. But I don't know if that even ever got off the ground.
What about with This American Life? Was that something that NPR could have picked up?
I believe, Ira Glass worked for NPR back in the day, originally as a reporter, and I believe he originally took that program to NPR, and they were not interested in it, and he eventually got picked up by another public radio network. And that's an example, perhaps even that long ago, 15, almost 20 years ago, of NPR just feeling a little too comfortable, a little too safe, has gotten a little too big to try and take any risk, to try and do anything different.
Yeah. It's, I don't know if our listener has ever been in a, our listeners have ever been in a large city where a station, there's in any large metropolitan area, there's always a bunch of different radio stations that kind of serve their sort of segment of the audience. And if one of them starts to lose enough audience members, they change format. And that starts a sort of a chain reaction in the community where all the other stations or a good number of them will trail along and change their formats in response to the one station changing its format. And that's what I mean by this whole sense of equilibrium, Once that balance has been achieved, everybody's kind of happy and they cruise along for a while. But after, a half a generation or 15 years, 20 years, something like that, then changes have to occur. And it's usually pretty painful and pretty unpleasant. But I think NPR is very likely to reach a stage real quick where they have to do some kind of innovative programming. So.
Yeah, and of course, one of the challenges for public radio, as always, is the funding issue. Since we don't run commercials, we do have some underwriting, of course, but and there are always threats to the federal and state funding. So, do you play it safe with the type of programming to try to reach as large of an audience as possible, or do you try something risky, something a little bit different that may attract a smaller audience at first, but over time may start to draw in more listeners and thus more supporters and more funding? And with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.